Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. The shiur where we talk a Daf, less than a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Yuma 51, talking about the Kohen Gadol walking through the Heichal. The Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah points out, would walk through the Heichal bearing the shovel full of coal and the ladle of incense until he reached the space between the two curtains which separated the Holy, the Kodesh, from the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the space between them measured an Amah, not a big space. Barely a foot and a half, maybe 2 feet. Rav Yossi said there was only one curtain there, for it is stated, and the curtain shall divide for you between the Holy and the Holy of Holies, between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaGadashim. So the Kohen Gadol walking through the Heichal, walking to different aspects of the things. To me, it reminds me of the idea of how often we walk through life, we coast through life, not realizing, not knowing, not understanding what we're supposed to be doing with ourselves, what we're supposed to be doing with our lives and with our time. How much of our day, how much of our lives, how much of our weeks and months and years are wasted time? They say if you add up a person's life, at least a couple of years will be wasted in the bathroom. A couple of more years will be wasted quote-unquote on sleep. We need sleep. But we're used on sleep. A couple more years are used on eating, especially for those of us who love to eat. We know how much time we waste on that. And more years are wasted on this, that, and the other thing. Of course, you have to balance how much you do in life. You have to have leisure. You have to have relaxation time. But to what extent? To what end? How many of us are just walking through life? And even when we walk through different places, we think about walking through something or walking into something. You're not supposed to use a base Knesset or a base Medrash as a shortcut. They say if you need to, you have. After you should pause, stop, say a verse from Tehillim, say a verse from Davening, or learn something, pick up something, learn about a halacha or something. That might have been one of the two things that Achitofel spoke to David about, which we talked about on the PAL yesterday, last night. Two things that he learned from Achitofel that made him call him my master, my judge, my confidant, even though he was not a great person to David in life. So in general, as you think about the Kohen walking through the Beis HaMikdash, how do we walk through our lives? How do we walk through different aspects of our lives, different places? Or do we stop, reflect, pause, and think about what we could do with our time, what we could do with our space, what we could do with ourselves in the present moment? Join us next time as we talk Yuma 52 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.